Module 5, Top 5 Procedures to Record. When creating a binder, it is not possible to address all procedures at the same time. For the best results, it is necessary to limit yourself to 5 procedures. Begin by choosing the top 5 procedures that you need to record. Once you identify the top 5 procedures using a template and writing detailed procedures, will help ensure that the recorded procedures are accurate and effective. Use a template to stay consistent from track to track. Consistency can be difficult to attain when you are moving from track to track. Implementing the use of a template will develop consistency between tracked procedures. There are different templates available, but you can also create your own template and tailor it to the needs of your organization. What to include in a template? Department: the department that the procedure falls under. Category: the division that the procedure falls under, accounting, HR, etc. Job: the job title of the individual who typically performs the procedure. Purpose: the reason for the procedure's implementation. Statement: the policy statement outlines the actions and behaviors required using the active voice. Regulations: list any laws or regulations to which the policy applies. Related information: list any guidelines, policies, or procedures related to the new policy. You may also need to include keywords, definitions, or background information depending on the scope and complexity of your procedures. Be as detailed as possible. When recording a procedure, you need to be as specific as possible. Provide every detail that you can. Remember that the procedure needs to be recorded so that anyone can complete it without supervision. Write down the steps to your process and review them carefully to determine if you need to clarify steps or add them. Do not skip steps to save time or space. On the other hand, avoid using long wordy instructions that will overwhelm and confuse your readers. The instructions need to be short commands such as, log into the portal at the following website. An example of an instruction that is too long and wordy could be, go to the website and use your password to log into the portal so that you can enter the information you collected. Use bullet points instead of paragraphs. The steps that you provide for procedures need to be clear and easy for people to follow. This is where formatting becomes important. Rather than writing the instructions in paragraph form, use bullet points instead. Bullet points attract the attention of your readers. They are easy to use and provide basic, concise information. Bullet points also make it easier for people to keep their place as they are following the steps that you provide. Each step should have its own bullet point. Ask someone to execute the procedure. Before you complete your work recording a procedure, you need to make sure that the procedure is effective. This requires the procedure to be tested. Find a friend or colleague to complete the procedure as you have written it down. It is essential that the person who completes the procedure does so without any direction or interference from you. The written procedure must be able to stand on its own. Once the procedure is executed, ask the individual for feedback. Questions to ask: were all of the instructions clear? Did you feel that any steps were missing? Were any of the directions confusing? Were you able to complete the procedure? What would you change, if anything, about the procedure? Case study. Matilda recorded the top 5 procedures and listed the steps carefully. She reviewed the steps and decided they were effective. She even tested them by following the instructions herself as she completed the tasks. She recorded them and placed them in a binder. She was surprised the next week when her supervisor told her that she needed to rework some of her procedures because the steps were not clear.